Isaiah, we bow down for a word of prayer. Everlasting Father, in the exalted name of Jesus Christ, once again we are before your presence. We're thirsty, we hunger of you, and we desire to be quenched of you and to be filled of you. We really thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. We open our spirits, we open our hearts, and we desire that you may minister to us in a special way, dear Lord. Open our inner ears that, Lord, we may not miss out that wish you have for us, that will usher us for great destiny that you have for each one of us. We thank you and we honor you, even as I commend myself as a vessel to be used of you, my Father. Give me utterance, and I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This morning I'm excited and I'm blessed to be in our midst to share the word of God, which is the bread of life. And I know that the Lord is here to do us great and to do us good. For those whom we have not met, my name is Margaret Yekwa. Come from Kenya. That's where we pastor, I and my husband. We have a church in a place called Dagoretti Junction. Those who understand Nairobi. And we've been pastors for the last like 25 years. And we have seen God's faithfulness, and we are humbled even this hour to be here. This is the doing of the Lord. To me, it is marvelous in my eyes, and I believe too it is. This is not my first time to be here. About 6 months ago, I was here, and I came to meet your pastor, whom by God's grace was able to connect very well. And I thank God for giving me this opportunity to be able to bring the word of God. And I believe that we're going to be blessed. You just allow me not to preach today. I'm a preacher, but I don't want to preach today. I just feel like teaching. Amen. Just feel like teaching something that the Lord has laid in my spirit. And I believe that we will be blessed. Amen. I've come here courtesy of our son, Albert Kimoth, whom we have seen since he was a young boy who knew not east or west of his life. But we thank God because when the Lord brought him into our lives, destiny was formed. And therefore, if it were not for him, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have met you. So I give all the honor and all the glory to God for his doings, because they just make us marvel. Amen. Thank you so much for those who have interacted. A few of you, you've been a blessing to me, and I really thank God. Amen. Greetings from my husband. We spoke to him this morning, and he did send greetings. You received them together with the church in Nairobi and my family too. I'm a family woman. I have 3 children and 1 given of God. They are all adults, and we are blessed, and we are happy people. Amen. 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 You allow me to preach together with me. Okay, you will teach together with me because we are not preaching. Is that okay? That's okay? Yeah, I love ministering in an open realm or open spirit. Amen. Because when you keep quiet, I may fear. Amen. You know, I may fear. You know, I've come from very many miles. So please don't intimidate me. Amen. All in all, I'm happy to be in the presence of God. I just want to speak a word that the Lord has laid in my spirit. I believe this is the word for the empowerment Christians. And if you are a member, say amen. Amen. I just want to talk about all this. Amen. But there are key things to a Christian life. Amen. If you're going to live a victorious life as a Christian, I think you must be equipped. You must be you must get understanding about these 4 things. And these 4 things are nothing but, number 1, knowing your God. So I will talk about your God. Who is your God? Amen. Yeah, we know that we have so many gods. So many people believe different things. Amen. If you come from my country, there are those people who believe that their God is Mount Kenya. Mount Kenya is the highest mountain in my country. And there are those people who believe that their God is that big mountain. Amen. Praise be to God. Others believe in something else. But I want to ask you, who is your God? Amen. Remember, your God might be different from my God. So we must understand who, you must understand who is your God. And for you to understand who is your God, you got to understand there is only one God who created everything, including you minus nothing. Amen. He is God who was, is, and shall ever remain. Praise be to God. That is God whom we are talking about. And that is the God that we should understand about. Praise be to God. The Bible says that he is God who gives lives. He is the one who takes away life. He is the one who raises the poor from the dung. And he makes him sit with the princes. Amen. He is the one who changes things. He is the one who causes that when the morning comes, will come with the dancing. Though the night may be a night of weeping. Psalms 30 verse 5. He says that when the morning comes, he is the God who brings joy. Praise be to God. He is the God who changes situation. He is the omnipresent God. He is Jehovah. He is Nisi. He is El Shaddai. He is Jireh. He is whatever you want him to be. You are the one to call him any name that you want him to be. Praise be to God. If you want him to appear as God who provides, so shall it be. If you want him to appear as God who heals, he is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Lava. Amen. Jehovah Shalom, your peace. Amen. So who is your God? Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. If Jehovah be your God, amen. Because Jehovah is my God. Amen. So for you to be able to conquer in life, you must understand who is your God. The meaning of this is because challenges will come. There are other powers that will come wanting to press you down. But when you know your God, you raise your shoulders high and you'll be able to conquer every situation that may come your way. You will not be intimidated. You will not be brought down. You'll be able to overcome. Praise be to God. Why will you overcome? It is because the battle is not yours. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. So when the battles come, you just move away. You just give way and you let your God do the business. Amen. And you're good to go. When situations come that you don't understand, just give way. Just let God. Praise be to God. Just give way and just let God. He is well able. Amen. So if you understand that, you will not, you will conquer in every life. And that is what in the book of 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse 21. 1 Kings 18, 21. This is Elijah. He is challenging the prophets of Baal. He's telling them, for how long are we going to go and juggle about troop opinion? If Baal be God, well, let everybody follow him. If Jehovah be God, let everybody come forth and bow before Jehovah. Amen. And you know the conflicts between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Amen. Praise be to God. So you need not to argue or to doubt. Opinion come when you are doubting. Is God for me? Is God gonna do this? Is God willing? I mean, praise be to God. These are opinions that the enemy tried to throw in as doubt. Amen. But when you know him, you will not lie upon two opinions. You will stand firm and let God fight for you. Amen. Amen. And number two thing that I want to talk about is I will talk about an altar. Madhabahu. This is where I'm studying. It's called an altar. An altar is a place which is raised up. An altar is a place where we offer sacrifices. An altar is a place where the deity meet with the natural or the supremacy of God come to encounter with the physical man or the normal person. Praise be to God. The deity meets with the natural. Praise be to God. That is an altar. And a good example of an altar we see in Genesis chapter number 22 and number 2. Genesis 22 and verse 2, we get an example of an altar. And an altar, an altar simplifies God, or it is God who chooses an altar. Praise be to God. It is an altar that has been dedicated to Jehovah, that Jehovah will take as his altar. Because the other side, or the those who worship other things, they also raise altars for their gods. Are we together? They also raise their altars for their God. But today, we are talking about an altar which has been raised because of Jehovah. Like where I am studying. Are we together? Praise be to God. So the Bible says in Genesis 22 and verse 2, God said to Abraham, take now your son, Isaac, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. Verse 4. Then on that day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Verse 5. And Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey, that the lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Verse 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bowed Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. Praise be to God. We are talking about an altar. Praise be to God. And one thing that we need to understand about an altar is that when we follow this scripture, we see it is God commanding, or it is God telling Abraham where to go and raise an altar. Are we together? So altar, it has everything to do with God. He is the one who desires where he wants to dwell, because in the altar, that is his dwelling place. That is where he comes to meet with his people. Amen. So he is telling Abraham, I want you to go and raise an altar. And I want you not raise an altar anywhere, but go to a specific mountain in the area of Mount Moriah. That is where I want you to go and pin or build an altar for me. And this altar, you're going to put a sacrifice. And this sacrifice is your beloved son. When I was reading that scripture, I was like, it's like God was a bit provocative to Abraham. He is saying, your only son, the son that you love, you know, he is just reminding him of so many things that will make Abraham to think otherwise. Amen. Praise be to God. So he is telling him, your begotten son, your loved, the son whom you love, take him to one of the mountains that I will tell you. Bible says that they journeyed. Abraham took his son Isaac and a servant, and they journeyed for 3 good days. They were looking for that specific place where they're going to go and put an altar according to the desires of God. Amen. And when they walked for 3 days, after 3 days, that's when we read in verse 4 that he saw at afar the mountain, the specific mountain that God wanted to go and have a sacrifice of Isaac as a burnt offering. Amen. Praise be to God. It's a bit scary, but I want you to see why specific this mountain. Because when we gather this morning, it is only in the Empowerment Christian Center that God had purposed that you will come and be empowered for your destiny. It is in this altar that every Sunday God ordains. He gives his servant a word for you, for your situation, for your family, for what you are going through. It is in this specific altar that God releases a word for you. Are we together? It is in this altar that God has connected it with your destiny. It carries your destiny. If you know about the altar, is that altars are powerful places. Remember, they carry the presence of God. And because they carry the presence of God, they incubate the words that are spoken in the altar. That is why you go not to be careless speaking any word in the altar. Why? Because the altar incubates every word that is spoken. Praise be to God. So when the servant of God comes here and he releases a word to you, a prophetic word, remember, the altar will keep that word until it is fulfilled. Are we together? When he comes and speak a blessing, the altar will keep those words until you are blessed. When the word of God is released in this altar about healing, this word will incubate the words of healing until you are healed. That is what the Bible says in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, that as the rain falleth, and it does not go back to heaven before accomplishing that which it was sent to accomplish, so it is with his word. The words of God that proceeds from the mouth of his servant, they will keep you, they will walk with you, they will tarry until your miracle is given. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. So that is why an altar is a very important place. In my country, we have so many preachers who preach in the televisions. And you meet foolish Christians, if I may call them so, saying that they will not go to church, they will sit and watch a preacher preaching in the television. And they sit, and you hear them telling them, "My pastor," or "I listen to my bishop. My bishop speaks to me." So every day I sit on my sofa and I listen to my bishop, to my pastor speak to me. And they are so comfortable. And the preaching just go for 15 minutes and that's it. And then they go their way. That is deception. That is deception. You must write. Abraham took 3 days journey. Actually more than 3 days, because the third day, that is when he was able to see it from afar. So we don't know how many days he took. Maybe 4. Praise be to God. But you must rise up. You must own up the business of going to the house of God. Amen. You must own up the business of going to church. You must rise up. You must sacrifice. Amen. David said, "I cannot offer to the Lord that which does not cost me. I must give a sacrifice that is costly." Coming to church might be costly to you, to me, but you must pay the cost. Amen. I was so mad last Sunday but one, because they had put our business meeting on a Sunday. Amen. I couldn't imagine me seated in a hall of so many people who have no business with God. They are just there wanting to hear how they can prosper. Honestly, I felt misplaced. I felt misplaced. To me, not going to a church, it is next to murder. True. Praise be to God. You must honor the pain of going to meet Jehovah in his presence. If you want to Go and wait for him in your coach to come. I want to promise you, you may wait for the rest of all your life, and he will never come. Praise be to God. You must offer unto him a sacrifice that is costly, of coming to look for him in his altar, because he values. This is why he releases life. This is why he releases destiny. This is why he releases the destiny of our children. This is why he releases every blessing that we need. This is where our answers are given. This is where all the questions that have been going through around the week, this is where they are answered. They might be answered through a song. They might be answered through a conviction. They might be answered in whichever way. But it is in this house that our answers are given. Praise be to God. And when you come to the house of God, don't just come anyway. Just because it is Sunday, no. Come with a passion. Come with a desire. Come with hunger. Come desiring to meet God. Desiring that the Lord will listen, will hear you, will speak to you. And you see, when you have that desire, you will realize that God will make sure that whatever the servant of God speaks, that whatever song that is sung here, it ministers to you. Are we together? Praise be to God. So I want to look at the altar as a buffet, where you come and pick what you want. Amen. In a buffet, you eat your taste. I eat my taste. And Jehovah knows our taste. Praise be to God. Some of us, what you are looking for is to see God intervene in your place of work. Some of us, we want God to intervene in the life of our children. Some of us, we want God to intervene in our health issues. Some of us, we want God to intervene in our destiny. We don't know what's going to come tomorrow. Amen. We have anxieties. Amen. But when we come to the house of God, the Lord answers every question. The Lord puts in place everything for everybody to come and pick in the house of God. Are we together? Praise be to God. So, an altar is a very important place, because this is where you come and you encounter with God. Amen. Number three, that maybe before that I would say that in the altar, what happens in the altar is that in the altar, that is where blessings are released. It's a place of blessings. Amen. It is a place of multiplication. If you read verse 17, it is talking of what is an altar. It's explaining more about what happened in that altar when Abraham was going to offer his son Isaac. He says that in that altar, remember, a lamb was provided. Amen. A lamb was provided. That means Abraham was coming to bring his son as a sacrifice. Remember, but it is in the altar there was exchange. Can I say that in the altar is a place of exchange? You come with your tears, you exchange with joy. You come with your poverty, you exchange with riches. You come with your pain, you exchange with your good health. You come with whatever you come with that is not working right in your life, and you exchange with good. Amen. So in the altar is a place of exchange. In the altar is a place of possessing the gates of your enemies. And it is a place of exchanging the gates of your enemies. In other words, the possessions that your enemy had taken that are rightful yours because you are son of God and you are entitled to everything that God has. And the enemy had held back. It is in the altar that there is that exchange. And you are able now to possess the gates of your enemies. Are we together? In the altar, there is provision. You are provided for in the altar. Praise be to God. And also in the altar, there is multiplication. Because when he obeyed God and he was willing to sacrifice his son, the Lord said, I know you had only one son, But because you really wanted to sacrifice and you're obedient to my voice, I will force it, or for children will I give you. I'll give you multiplied sons. As in, Isaac was multiplied many times, even you were included because you are son of Abraham. So in the altar is a place of multiplication. Amen. Whatever you have, it is in the altar that is multiplied. And number three, it is sacrifice. Praise be to God. I've already talked about the sacrifice. Remember, God is the one who chooses what he wants us to sacrifice to him. To Abraham, he told him, go and sacrifice your son. So he is the one who chooses the sacrifice he wants from us. Hey? Yes? He told Abraham, to you, I know you have only one son, because the other one that you had with the Hagar, that one left. Aliraftishwa na Sarah. So remember that one? Yeah. Huyo alikuwa ameraftishwa na Sarah. So, I know you have only one son, but that is the son I want you offer unto him, to me as a sacrifice. Praise be to God. That is where we have problems, Pastor. Because when God comes and he points at us, the sacrifice he wants from us, we want to act. We want to press discussion. We want to put some debate. Amen. And that is where we go wrong. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Let me tell you, when you are open to God and allow him that he can take anything from you, believe me, you will become the richest of the riches. Praise be to God. Because he does not ask of us so that we may remain poor. Whenever God asks, he won't prosper you. If he asks you of anything, believe me, he wants an opportunity to multiply it. He wants an opportunity to bless you. He wants an opportunity to perform a miracle. Amen. Remember what happened to the Moses? He had a stick. It is the stick that he had that God used to perform a miracle. There is no miracle that will ever happen in your life if you walk empty-handed. Eh? If you want miracles in your life, if you want multiplication, you must have something. And mark you, there is nothing the Lord will ask of you that is of your own. Because you and whatever you have, you all belong to him. So whatever he asks, it's his, because you are also his. It's a matter of attitude. Amen. Some of us, we think that when we give in the house of God, we start with the work of God, we're going to become poor. I want to tell you, it is a no, and a big no. Whenever God wants to lift you, first of all, a test must proceed. For Abraham, more sons he wanted. So he had to receive a test of a son. Utajaribiwa kwa kile ambacho unahitaji. You will be tested upon that which is your need. If your need is money, dollars. Hey, here you talk about dollars. Jesus is Lord. If you need dollars, you will be tested in the area of how you handle the little dollars that the Lord will place in your hands. Sacrifice. I remember one day, I was trusting God to clothe me, Pastor. Praise be to God. And as I was trusting God for God to clothe me, I remember I had bought that expensive skirt suit. Amen. And as I was praying, I had worn it once. The Lord spoke to me. And he told me, can you take that skirt suit and take it to Sister Sari? necessary. My only suit. I'm asking you to bless me with more clothes. And the only one I have, you want me to give it to Sister Seri? God, you're not serious. Hallelujah. And because I want to hear God, and one thing I miss him is to miss God. When he whispers, I want to hear. When he shouts, I want to hear. Amen. And after prayers, and of course much argument within myself, I woke up from where I was praying, got to the wardrobe, bought the skirt suit, put it in a green paper bag. I even remember the paper bag where I put it. And I put it aside. I was waiting for that day to come. And because I knew where Sister Seri was sitting in the church, I just went, took the paper bag and placed it in Sister Seri's seat. And I was praying, oh God, help that Sister Seri will not miss church today. Because if she misses church, I don't know what's going to happen. Because this skirt, this suit, I cannot go with it back home. I don't know whether I'm going to take it to her place, and it was far away. And there were no vehicles going that side. It was inside. You climb mountains and valleys so that you can reach there. So I knew if she does not come to church, I'll be in trouble. So I prayed that God would bring Sister Seri. And for sure, she came. And when she came, she just took the paper bag. Actually, she did not touch it. She sat the next seat because she didn't understand. So somebody had booked the seat. So she sat. So immediately I was in the pulpit after praise and worship. I learned and I put, this paper bag is yours. That was, and I was healed. And I went back to my business. And I was healed in my heart. And breathe me you. Today, I am blessed. Today, I am blessed. That broke the yoke of clothes that I needed. Amen. Today I have no problem. They come, they go, they can't. I don't care. And there is nothing I can hold. Amen. There is nothing I can hold because I was tested and I passed the exam. So you will be tested in our words. You will be, and you must pass your exam. Praise be to God. So it is God who demands what he wants out of us. Remember that when we come to the house of God, there are so many sacrifices that we must offer to the Lord. Number one sacrifice that when we come to the house of God, we must offer him praises. We must offer him worship. We must worship the Lord. That is a sacrifice. Amen. And that one is demanded from every Christian. Even if you don't know that song, you must praise him. Because it is a sacrifice that the Lord demands from us. Remember, God can do everything, including everything, minus nothing. But one thing he cannot do, he cannot worship himself. Cannot worship himself. And that is why, if God has given you the ability to worship him, and I would say this, nobody is not anointed to worship God. Amen. Don't sit there and you say, it is the work of praise team to worship. No. That is a business for all Christians. Amen. Amen. And when you don't offer God sacrifices, you starve him to death. Because he eats praises from his people. He cannot praise himself. Unless we praise him, unless he is praised by the angels, by the 24 elders, he cannot praise himself. So don't put God into frustrations. Even if your voice is hoarse, just bring it forth. He is happy with it. Amen. He is happy with the voice. The other thing that we must offer to the Lord is our talents. We are gifted. Amen. There are those gifts that we have. Amen. Those gifts that God has given you,
What are they for? What are they for? Praise be to God. You must be able to give to God the talents that He has given you. You must be willing to give back the giftings that the Lord has given you. Some of us, we are gifted, we can sing. I thank God for the gifts and all those. Some of us, we are gifted, we can be there for the children. Amen. Praise be to God. Some of us, we are gifted to stand with the work of God financially. We are pillars. That is our sacrifice. That is the sacrifice the Lord wants from us. Praise be to God. And we must offer Him that sacrifice. So the choice is mine to ask myself, what is this the Lord has given me? And remember, whatever He has given me, He will give me a test of it. And if I pass the test, more of it shall come to me. Amen. So even if I don't know how to sing, even if I don't know how to do with the Sunday school, I will go to the Sunday school. I'll pray with them. I'll keep them busy. The Lord knows that I don't have any material for the children, but I'll keep them busy for the to hear the word, and God will bless me. Amen. So that is about sacrifice. All of us must sacrifice before the Lord. And it is the Lord who demands sacrifice from us. When he impresses something in your heart, don't resist. It is a door for your breakthrough. And number four that I'm going to talk about is that you're going to understand about your prophet. Amen. So for every sacrifice, you must understand your God. You must understand your altar. You must understand your sacrifice. Sacrifice your time. And number four, you must understand the role and the importance of your prophet. Who is your prophet? Who is your prophet? In 1 Samuel 9 and verse 9. 1 Samuel 9, 9. I love what the Bible says. The Bible says that formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, "King, let us go to the seer." For he who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Are we together? We are talking of a seer whom formerly was known as a person who sees over the life of the people. Amen. Today, the Bible calls him a prophet. Today, the Bible calls him a pastor. Today, the Bible calls him the servant of God. Praise be to God. I want to talk about this because sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss it. When we relate with the servants of God in an appropriate manner, we miss God. I want you to know that a prophet or a servant of God is not your business, but it is God's business. In Numbers chapter number 12, you will read on your own from verse 1 to 8. This is a discussion that is telling me how generous God is with his servants. This is Miriam, sister to Moses, and his brother, Aaron, who was a priest. Amen? There was a command that nobody should marry from another tribe. Amen? And Moses went and married an Ethiopian woman. And the brother and the sister were mad at him. Why is this guy disobeying God? And there was that hot discussion. And because when you give yourself to talk about the man of God, the devil will come and will take reign over you and you will mess up your life. When they started the discussion, the question was, why is this our brother married an Ethiopian woman? And we have been warned not to. I wish they discussed that and they kept quiet. But they continued. And they start asking each other, does Moses think that he is the only person whom God can use to speak? Kwani huyu mtu anajiona akiwa nani? What does Moses take himself to be? Does he think he is the only person who can hear God or whom God speak to? And God would not wait that sentence. He came down. He came down furious. And he called Moses, Aaron, and Miriam out of the tent. And he covered Moses with his glory. And he spoke to Aaron and his sister Miriam. Why did you talk like that about my servant Moses? When I want to talk to other servants, I speak to them through dreams, visions. But not so with my servant Moses. When I speak to him, I speak to him face to face. In other words, this is not the brother you think is to you. This is a different person. I have anointed him. I have set him aside. I have made him my vessel. I have made him my property. Are we together? Are we together? They are capitalizing on Moses because, after all, remember, Moses was the younger brother. Remember when he was born? Miriam was the one taking care of him. Are we together? When he was put to the river, he was the one watching what was happening with their young brother. And all this time, Miriam thought that he has taken part in bringing up Moses such that when tides changed, she did not recognize. So she remained there. I brought you up. I brought you up. So she used to look at Moses as the little brother. Are we together? Who was crying and bothering them all over? Amen. And respect for him as a servant of God was not there. Brethren, I want to help us. If you want to go right with God, never dare to joke around with his servants. Remember, none of God's servants is an angel. None of them puts up in heaven and drops in the morning to the pulpit. They go through challenges that we go through. They have weaknesses. I am one of them, and I think I have 1,001 weaknesses. Praise be to God. And I know it. Even Paul was a servant of God, but he was a persecutor of brethren before he was changed. He was transformed. In other words, we are human beings. And you better look at us as human beings whom God has chosen. Forget about our weaknesses and focus on what God is doing and focus on what God is saying. So, formerly, they were called seers. Why? Because God was revealing to his servants what going to happen. I know some of the things, some of the stuff we talk in the pulpit does not make any sense to us. But I want you to know, we don't talk our things. We are commanded to say some of these things. Amen. One day I was having a problem in the church because I was preaching and God could minister to me what was going on in the midst of the people. And after that, there was a lot of war in the church. Because people thought, the people who are close to pastor, they normally go giving her what the updates. Is that there is somebody who gives update to the pastor so that when she comes to minister, she will minister our lives. Praise be to God. Because I was so precise, I could talk like what you are talking. And maybe they thought even there were some people who were going
behind their doors and listen to what they are saying, and they are running to tell me what is happening so that I can speak it tomorrow. Praise be to God. We are called seer. The Lord decides to open, to release, to open. I don't know you, but God can decide to tell me about you. And it's okay, because I've given myself to be a servant of God. Praise be to God. But if I dare do that, somebody will say, that must be Kemodo. Amesema ametoka kwa Kemodo. Bwana asifiwe sana. I want to say to us, servants of God, God is jealous of them. And I want to say to us, they are human beings. 2 Chronicles 20:20. I love this scripture. And this is what it says, 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tokia. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established." For you to be established, you must believe in the Lord your God. How do you believe in the Lord your God? By believing that when he sends a word that he has done today, that word is meant to establish you. If only you receive it positively. Are we together? Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. And it continued to say, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And I said last Sunday, shortly, that your prosperity is in the hands of the servant of God or your pastor. He carries your prosperity. How does he carry your prosperity? He carries your prosperity in that when he comes and brings the word of God, that word of God in need carries your prosperity. If you just dare believe the word of your servant, if you dare believe the word of the servant of God in your life, you will prosper. You will prosper. Wacha kumfanyia, I mean, don't bring some gauging. You are gauging. How many suits does our pastor have? I think I have more than. What of his wife? Are we together? Some of us, go ahead, even ask, how old is he? How old is he? I think, according to his age, he's not supposed to tell me anything. Chidwe. Why didn't God pick you anyway? He knew you were elderly. But he just picked these young people. Hello? Am I preaching good? Your prophet carries your prophet. It again, your prophet or your pastor or your seer carries your prophet. Prophet. Faida. Yeye ndiye anakubebea faida yako. He carries your prophet. Amen. So, how do you relate with your business that carries your prophet. How? You wake up very early in the morning. You don't want to get late to go to your place of work. Because in your place of work, that's where you get your profit. Are we together? And you really regard and respect your business. Don't you? You do. Now, when it comes to the servant of God, he is your business. And you must respect him. You must carry him in a manner that you will profit. That is in him. That has been put by God in him. But it is yours. He is a Moses to lift his hands up. Amen. Let me tell you something. The demons in Dallas, the demons in US, they know him. They listen. They obey. They're submissive. They understand the anointing of God that is in him. So when he speaks, the spiritual realm agrees and it gives way. It obeys and you are blessed. If he says, I bless the empowerment church, those blessings will locate you. They will come looking for you, even if you cross the door. They will break into your house because those blessings have been commanded to come to your life. And there is nothing in the spiritual realm that can hinder those blessings. But sometimes, and most of the times, we miss because of how we handle our prophet. We are human beings. Amen. And it is right to be human being. But as you be human being, be reminded. They are chosen. They are called. They have gone through many things for them to be called the servant of God. I want to let you know, if it was Kenya, I would tell you. There are those who wake up in one morning and they carry a briefcase and they start calling themselves a pastor. Pastor is a very low title. They call themselves Sidi Archbishop, Doctor, whatever, big titles, and they are carrying briefcase. They are called briefcase bishops and pastors. They don't have what it takes. They have just woken up and they have called themselves. You know, there is one thing. You calling yourself what you call yourself. And there is another thing, me calling you what I will call you. Those whom God has chosen. Those whom God has appointed. Those God have put aside. Believe me, you. They are like an apple of the eye of God. You touch them, you are in bad books with God. You speak ill against them, you are in bad books with God. You not even talking, thinking. Just thinking. Think evil, think ill against them, you are in bad books with God. Remember what happened to Elijah? He has prophesied there will be drought for 3.5 years. Everybody gonna starve. Everybody gonna die. But what happened to Elijah? He is feeding with the best. Bread, meat, water. Where is this food coming from? A raven is sent to bring. That tells you how precious, how God honors his servants. By the way, we don't give so that we may maintain them. They are maintained of God. We don't give to profit them. We give to profit ourselves. Hallelujah. Pastor Tony did not tell me to preach what to preach. So don't look at him like, oh, I'm a tumana atetewe.
Apana.
No. I don't think we have shared more than 30 minutes with him since I came, even the last time. But I know what hold people back. I know what hinder miracles in the life of the people. I have been a pastor for 25 years. I know where our breakthrough comes in. I know where we miss the mark. I know when we want our children to be blessed. I know. I have seen families being destroyed. People have just risen. They have picked up issues with us as the servants of God. And they have brought down their families. Their children have been destroyed. Yes. When you have issues with the servant of God, it will backfire on you. It will backfire on your family. It will backfire on your business. It will backfire so badly. I don't want to say anything. But I thank God because he is a loving God. He said in the days of ignorance, he ignored also. He said, how I could you? But in the days of understanding, he commands. He commands. You may not love the servant of God, but you have no choice but to love him because God loves him. Amen? Amen? You know, the enemy may want to put something that will block your blessings between you and the servant of God. But rise up and up your game. Understand that he will never suffer. He has a God who cares. Even if right now there is drought in U.S., he will still eat and drink. He is taken care of by God. He is God's business. But you will need him for you to survive. Why do you need him? Because you need God. Have you ever seen God? Have you ever seen God? No. None of us have ever seen him. But what have we said? I have given you an example. This is my servant. What you wish to do to me, do it to him. Respect him as you would respect me. Love him as you love me. None of us who do not love to be loved. Amen. Tunapenda kupendwa. Amen. The servant of God. All of the times we want to complain. Pastor hanipedi. Pastor does not call me. Pastor does not care. Pastor does not concern over me. Are you concerned? Are you concerned? Pastor does not visit me. Pastor does not. It is not his business to leave this altar. His business is to maintain the fire of the altar. Lifting his hands up so that you may win in your battles. And there is no way he can lift his hands and at the same time work. You go to the Bible, priests were not allowed to work. They were not even given an inheritance of land. No. Their work were to lift the hands of the people. And the people were to prosper wherever they go. And they were to bring in their prosperity to the house of God, to the man of God. I sometimes wonder. The family of the pastor is only one. But we realize it becomes very hard maybe to feed the house of the pastor. I don't know for whatever reason. We are so many. If you have been able to manage to feed your house, and every one of us have been able to manage, what is so difficult to take a little of your staff, and the other one takes a little of his staff, and the other one a little, and those little we are able to keep the house of God or the servant of God. Is it so difficult? It's not. But the lie of the devil keeps us saying he does not need. We normally give our tithe. Where does our tithe go? Where is our offering go? Where? Once you give your tithe, it stops becoming yours. It stops becoming your business. Where it goes? Or you think after we have put this offering here, pastor will take it to heaven in the evening?
Is there any chopper that will be? No. God has lifted him to receive our tithe on his behalf, to receive our sacrifices on his behalf. When you put it in his hands, you're not giving to him. You are giving to God, who sees and rewards you in delight. Are we together? So when we give, let us not have any business where our money goes. That is not our business. There is a lot of work that goes every day, everywhere we go. There is always needs in the house of God. I'm there. Amen. There is maintenance of the instrument. There is many, many, many things I cannot mention. Amen. And every time you realize, the servants of God will give everything and remain with nothing. I know it. But let me ask you, if they give everything and remain with nothing, will you be blessed? Just tell me, will you be blessed? How do you handle your prophet? How do you handle your altar? How do you handle your sacrifices? How do you handle your God? Four things that are very important. Praise be to God. So the servants of God, I say that they carry our prophet. Amen. And therefore, they are the arm of God that receives on behalf of God. When we give in our tithe, the Lord receives our tithe through his servants. Amen. And he commands the blessings that pertain the tithers. If you are not a tither, listen to me as I finish. If you are not a tither, there is not any one day, one time, problems will never miss your house. You'll be handling this problem. After you have handled this problem, you go to next. That will be the thread. Why? Because the Bible says that when we tithe, the defiler is Malachi 3:10. What happens? Bring the whole tithe in my house, that there shall be meat in the house, and see what I will do, whether I will not open the floodgates of heaven and the widows and flood you with the blessings that you have no place to keep. Amen? You know, I was wondering and I wanted to ask God, as in, how can we have blessings until we have no place to keep? And I was like, God, sometimes he like, you want to enjoy us, as in you are teasing us. You are kidding. You're not true. Amen. And I told God, how? Until one day, I was left ministering in our churches, the church that we had ministered for 15 years. And then God spoke to us to move from Nyahururu to the city center, Nairobi. And where my husband was living, it was in a state whereby there is the flats and there is the parkings. Amen. And each family was given one parking. Amen. Each family was given one. So when I came to join him, we had two vehicles. So we had no place to keep one vehicle. And I remember, so it can happen. So one of our vehicle had to remain in the church compound, and one was to remain at home because there was no room for two parkings. And I said, it can happen. It can happen. I decree and declare, let it happen to you. I release the blessings from above until you have no place to keep. I decree and declare that poverty shall not be your portion. I decree and declare that you are elevated. I decree and declare, by the power of this altar, your life will never remain the same. I decree and declare, by the power of sacrifices, your lives will never remain the same. I decree and declare, by the power of this altar, the blessings of God that brings blessings that add no sorrow,
be your portion. Be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that you, as you give in to serve in this altar, none of your sibling will cry. None of your family will suffer in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you handle the servant of God in a respective way, I decree and I declare that the blessings of God will flood your house until you have no place to keep. And lastly, I want you to know, it's only the chosen people who are called to go and serve. In this Dallas, as I was coming, I realized so many vehicles parked outside the homes of people. And I realized not many people go to church. Why? Because tonight they have spent in their pub. And now they are asleep. Are we together? And that is to say, just a few of us have been appointed, have been called to come and serve in this altar. When Abraham was going to offer sacrifice, when he went to the foot of the mountain, the Bible says he told his servant, "Remain here. As I go together with the boy to the top of the mountain to offer sacrifice." But the servant was left in the foot of the mountain taking care of the donkey. So just don't go to worship. Servants don't go to worship. Actually, I was struggling between a servant and a slave. Amen. A servant is a person who has given himself to serve, like the servant of God. But a slave is somebody who has been commanded to serve. He might be not willing, but he has to anyway. We have been called. We have been chosen. We are the people God wants to raise. Until the people outside there, they will want to know our God, because they will see the works of our God in our lives. If we position ourselves in the right way, we'll be blessed, and they will be coming asking you, "Mama Dennis, what is the secret? What is the secret? I see you're so much blessed. What is this that you do that has warranted the Lord to favor you this much? The Lord to bless you this much?" And you will tell them humbly, "I praise the Lord in his house. My work in the house of God is to lift up my instruments, is to worship God, is to serve God in whichever way you serve God." And they will tell you, "Take me to your house. Take me to the house of your God. Take me where you worship. I also want to worship. I want to be prospered as you are. I want to be increased as you are. I want my children to prosper. I want my children to be healed. I want my business to progress. I want to see change in my life." And the God you serve is God who has brought change. He will bring change, because the people who have been seeing you, they have been seeing you going to church. They have been wondering, "Why do you go to church? Why? What are you lacking? What are you missing? Can't you stay at home and behave and feel good?" They will come asking you, "We thought you were a fool. We were sympathizing with you when we saw you going to church early in the morning and it was very cold, but you still went to church. But we have seen what has happened in your life. We have seen what has happened with your children. We have seen what has happened with your business. We have seen what has happened in your locality. We have seen, and we want this, your God." Willingly, let us serve the Lord. Let us ask the Lord, "What do you want that I give as a sacrifice?" The Lord will point at you. "I have put in your lips praises. I have put in your lips
intercession. You're supposed to be in this house, interceding, lifting the hands of Moses, so that when his hands are lifted, then problems will go. Then we will win in every battle. You are an intercessor. Rise up to the occasion. Deal with the issues that are making you sit down and not serve the Lord. Therefore, remember, call many to come and see what God is doing. Why? Because there will be witnesses. They will say, we see you when you started. We see your humble beginning, but we can see you have increased. Let them be witnesses. There is that song that says, Ombea maadui zako, that they pray for your enemies, that they may live longer, so that when God blesses you, they will be able to give a testimony that I saw this young man. I saw him going to the house of God. I met him in Empowerment Christian Center, playing guitar. He was serving God. He was worshiping God. And they will be able to say, surely God has blessed him. God has blessed his family. God has blessed the work of his hands. God has blessed this church. And faith without actions, what does the Bible say? It is dead. Faith without actions is dead. I want to challenge us, praise be to God. If we are going to lift up the servants of God's hands, one, we must do it through love. We must lift his hands through love. Let me tell you, there is only one language that everybody, every living thing, every living creature, every living person understands. It's the language of love. If you love me, even if I don't understand your language, you will know I love you. Amen. And I'll be able to connect with you, because love is a language that does not understand tribal. It does not understand language barriers. Love is goes across. Love is the only language that every person understands. And God demonstrated his love, that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, that whoever will believe in him shall not perish. We cannot demonstrate love if we are not going to demonstrate love through his servants. And I want to challenge us, Christian of Empowerment Center, what kind of actions do you do to portray the love of God that you have for God through his servants? Amen. And I would challenge us, pass around me to do this, please, that we need to come and honor the servant of God as a sign of the love that we have for God through his servants. And I want to challenge us. Maybe we may not be able to do it, because I don't think we can be able to bring enough honor to the servant of God the way we are. But I feel deep within our hearts, we need to plan an action of honor. We need to plan a day. Elders of the church, I challenge you. I might not be here, but I would challenge us that at least once per year, we will take up a tradition whereby we will put aside one Sunday or one day, whatever day, and we will say, this day we will come to honor the servant of God. He has been there for us. He has been praying for us. He has been ministering to us. He has been seeking God for us. Sometimes he don't have time to pray, but he has been there praying for us. He has been asking God. He has been interceding for our lives. And the only way we can be able to say thank you to God through his servants. Amen. And we only do that through an action. And that's why I'm saying, I am challenging us. That let us set aside a day. Maybe one day per year. Just a single day. If you have two, good. But I'm just beseeching us. At least we set a day whereby we will say such and such a day we will come to honor the servant of God. You will go prepare a good sacrifice. A good sacrifice. Remember, what you give will come back to you. Good measure, shaken, pressed together, shall God also command men to bring to your bosom. But that opportunity will not come if you don't create it. You are creating an opportunity for God to bless you. Are we together? And the way to create an opportunity for God to bless you is by blessing the servant of God. Are we together? Praise be to God. So I am challenging us. Let us put aside a day whereby we will come. We will honor God. We will honor God through honoring the servants. We will say, we'll pledge over our lives. We'll say, I'm going to give this $100 just for the servant of God and his family. Let them go and buy a suit and buy shoes and feel good. Let them feel good. And when they feel good, that good will come back to my family. It will come back to me. Are we together? And we offer a good sacrifice. A sacrifice you have never given to any person. That is the sacrifice I'm talking about. To Abraham, he was told his son. Remember, he had no other. But the best he had, that's what he wanted. I want to challenge you. You know you are Isaac. You know the best that you have. Praise be to God. I want you to pledge that you're going to give that Isaac as a way to open your breakthrough, your miracles. And I'm promising you, your life will never be the same again. I'm not talking I don't practice. I am a person who honors the servants of God. My pastor, my father, spiritual father, is Bishop Mark Kariuki. I pay my tithe to him. And whenever he speaks a word, I don't care whether you are 1,001 in that room. It is my word. And for sure, it has come to pass. I remember this one day, we were in a conference, women conference. I am among the ladies who stand for all the ladies in Kenya. And we had this big conference. And in that conference, he was just releasing benediction. And I remember I was carrying some stuff. I was carrying some water or something. And I sat where I was, dropped whatever I had, and I listened. Because when he is speaking, he's not speaking to anybody else. He's speaking to me. And one thing he said, some of you, come next year, your passports will be stamped 5 times. It's like, 5 times? That is meaning going out of the country 5 times before next year. I say, that is my portion. I say, that is my portion. That is my portion. And believe me, you, that year, now, the following year, it was April. We are just about to go to the same conference. After this, I'm going to that conference in Akuru. Coming next year, my passport had not received any stamp. Because the devil is also a liar. But listen to me. Even to stupid prayers I was making, I was telling the devil, Satan, the servant of God said, it will happen. Satan, the servant of God said that my passport is going to be stamped 5 times and it is going to happen. And I prayed. It is true. That year ended because the enemy wanted to put down the faith I had with the servant of God. But I stood and I said, no. The following year, my passport was stamped 6 times. He paid 6 times. I was able to go to different countries, 6 different countries. Because when you take the words of the servant of God as words from the mouth of God, believe in you. You live a life of miracles. Every time he will come here, he will mention a word. You will say, that is my word. You will start with that word. You will fight for that word. You will pray for that word. You will wait for that word. And it will come to pass. Because God is not a man that he may lie. He is not a man that he may lie. So I normally tell the devil, when the servants of God speaks about my life, this year, we normally honor our fathers every year. Every year. And during this year, when we went for the beginning of the prayers and the honoring, the servant of God said that there is an anointing that goes on, and I was anointed. And he said, whoever was anointing me was the bishop's wife. And he told me, I released double portion of the anointing of your father. I said, God Almighty, what a prayer! What a prayer! Double portion of my father, I am done. I am good. I am good. And I don't care what devils. I know that when it has been spoken, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. And I want to encourage you. These things of faith, they look nonsense to those who are perishing. But it is faith. It is resurrection. It is prosperity to those who are going far. Your destiny is in the word of God. Believe in the servants of God. Believe in the words that they speak. Be established by having trust in God. That God has allowed me to hear these words. It is God who has released this word. Believe in those words that are coming from the servant of God. And believe me, your life will never be the same again. I want to prophesy as I finish. That faith without action is dead. Please pass around me to do this. Pastor. Yes, God. I want you to go to your pocket. Just a sign of respect to this word. I'm just demonstrating. I believe the elders are going to sit and they are going to plan a good day where we are going to honor the servants of God and honor them good. We will bring our Isaac there. But as just a sign, I want you to go to your pocket and I want you to come and bless the servant of God. This is not your offering. This is not your tithe. I just want you to come and bless the servant of God. Anything that you have, I know you are not prepared, but just aside, and you will see the faithfulness of God. Can you do that very fast so that I may finish? Please. Very fast. That you have raised in this town of Dallas. Father God, I thank you for these few people that you have chosen. That Father God, they may come and hear these words. Father, through this word, my Father God, you are transforming their lives. You are transforming this church. You are causing a new dawn to come upon this church, my God and my Father. And as your servant, my Father, my Redeemer, I want to break every spiritual yam that has been hindering the blessings, people of God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every disturbances of sicknesses, diseases, I bind and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, my God and my Father, let there be an open heaven. Let there be a breakthrough, Lord. Let all the tears be quenched in this place, Lord. Let my Father, my God, may you come forth. May you appear, O God, on behalf of this church, on behalf of every sister, of every brother, of every child, O God. And above all, O God, may you hearken to the cry of your servant in the mighty name of Jesus. May you bless this church, Lord. May you bless their going out. May you bless their coming in. May you bless their place of work. May you bless their finances. May you bless their health. May you bless them, oh God. May you increase them. May you multiply them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak a blessing. And I pray, oh God, as you bless your people, may you bring them to remembrance that Jehovah, you are faithful. You have spoken and you fulfill it. In Jesus' name, we pray and give thanks.
Wow. That was a powerful word. Praise the Lord. Now, you can see how I sat down with Pastor Margaret and I told her about us. And I told her how you guys don't love me. I mean, what do I say after such a word? I'm just so humbled, my woman of God, for bringing that word. You know, sometimes we need that word. She taught about four powerful things: knowing your God, honoring the altar, the sacrifice, and honoring the men of God. You look around us, the people who do those things, God is doing incredible things in their lives. Amen? And sometimes, you know, when we sit like in the fellowship area, we talk about the Nigerians. You know, they honor their papas. Praise the Lord. You know, and see what God is doing in their lives. God really increases their families. You know, and that is the word that we need. Amen. And you know what? As a person, as she said, I'm just a human being. But the office of a pastor, if we can even me respect and honor it, I want to be blessed. Praise the Lord. And I think that is so, so powerful. And if we can all arise to that word, and as I usually say, we apply ourselves to that word, God is going to bless us. There's no way. He spoke about that word in Isaiah 55:11. You know, Isaiah 55:11. Sister Lauren, can you put it back there? That word really, you know, my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in what I send it for. Amen? That every time God releases his word, you know, ultimately, once that word has gone out of his mouth, it returns to him. You know, every word that has come out of his mouth will return to the Father. But see, the most important thing that I learned today, that it will not return there empty-handed. It will bring a report that I spoke the Lord, you spoke these words, you know, you spoke us into existence, and we went and accomplished all the things that you sent us to do. And this is the report, Father, that I have blessed, you know, Baba Esther and Mama Esther. I have blessed Sister Grace and her family. And Lord, we're bringing back a report that you released us, and we have brought back a report. Wow, that is powerful. That is powerful. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Margaret. Amen. And wow, what a word. What a word. I've been blessed. And thank you so much for your sacrificial giving. I speak out 100-fold and 1,000-fold multiplicity. Lift up your hand right now. I feel like releasing a blessing according to the word of the woman of God. May your fridges never lack. May all your bills be paid. May the rest of this year that you will not struggle financially. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that any financial hiccup that has refused to come through, that it will be released from this day in the name of Jesus, according to your obedience right now, in the name of Jesus. If you have applied for a financial loan, if you have applied for a student loan, if you're trusting God for whatever financial breakthrough, I declare and decree that it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm releasing that word according to the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, and that word has been released, and it shall come to God with a report that it has accomplished the purpose for which it has been sent. Receive your miracle. Receive your financial breakthrough. May you not lack in the name of Jesus. In 2017, you shall not lack. In the name of Jesus, there will always be ways and means of you getting financial miracle. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. May you give them whatever they are trusting. In the name of the Lord, I declare that their children will be the head and not the tail. For those that are trusting God for their children, dear Lord of glory, I pray whatever prayer that has been offered to you, with your children. Let this prayer be honored tonight in the name of Jesus. Some of them are trusting for their children to join them, oh God. I declare that those children will come in 2017. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let those children come back in the year 2017. In the name of Jesus, I hear people who want to start businesses. I am calling those businesses right now. In the name of Jesus, I am calling those businesses. For too long a time, they have been swimming in the atmosphere. Let those businesses be manifested in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For too long a time, divine connections have eluded you. But in 2017, those divine connectors will be lined up one by one by one by one. And they'll be waiting for you to make contact with you in the name of Jesus. Beginning this day, you shall not ignore any phone call, because any phone call that you receive might be an answer to your prayer. In the name of Jesus, may you receive it in the name of the Lord. May you receive it in the name of the Lord. May you receive it in the name of Jesus, to the glory and honor of your name. And whatever cry and whatever prayer that you have offered, even before the Lord, beginning this day, Lord, I pray that the answers will come quickly. The answers will come speedily, according to the word of the Lord, that you will receive speed answers in the name of Jesus. I'm calling for acceleration in the name of Jesus. Divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. In whatever you do, hallelujah, let there be an overtaking anointing in the name of Jesus. Things that have stuck for too long a time. You have been stuck and you've marked time for too long a time. It is time I unplug you. I am unplugging you right now. And I'm putting you on a dry ground. And I'm giving you the feet of a deer. Right now you run and you shall not grow weary. Right now you will build and you will not lack strength. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am calling for a creative mind. I am calling for a creative mentality. In the name of Jesus. A mentality that will cause you to soar like an eagle. A mentality that will cause you to see beyond your imagination. To see beyond what you can see. In the name of Jesus. Receive this miracle. Receive your answer to prayer. Receive your answer to prayer. In the name of Jesus, may your eyes begin to see beyond what you have seen before. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Like an eagle's eye, you will be able to see your enemies from afar. You'll be able to see your answers from afar. You'll be able to catch your aspiration from afar. You'll be able to realize your dream and to see what you've been aspiring for. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you the strength of an eagle. I give you the mentality of an eagle. In the name of Jesus. You shall run and you shall not grow weary. You shall walk and you shall not faint. In the name of Jesus, receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I feel fire in my belly. I feel fire here, somewhere here. I feel fire right here. I don't know what it is, but I feel fire. I feel some fire in here. In the name of Jesus, I feel the fire. Receive it right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The anointing that makes work easy. The anointing that will cause you not to complain. The anointing that will make you to see goodness, the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we receive that word. And I pray that you shall help each one of us, Lord, even to be applied to it. And as a pastor that you've made me to be over this, your children, I humble myself, Lord. I know I have many weaknesses, Lord, and I know I have many flaws. But Lord, you've chosen to use me, Lord. And I pray that every time I come to speak, Father, that I will not speak my words, my God, but I will seek you to give me the word, the now word for this, your children, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself before you. I decline, Lord, that you may ascend in the name of Jesus. Use my mouth as a mouthpiece, O Lord, even to be heard, Lord, even through the nations, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I honor your name. We all choose to humble ourselves before you, and we receive your word in Jesus' name. Somebody who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a time. Amen. We thank God. Amen. God is so good. And wow, we don't know even what to do now. Anyway, I'll bring our announcements so that we can bring this meeting to a close. And there are a few things that are happening. Now, some of you know that Baba Esther and Mama Esther joined us from Kansas. Can you stand up, please? And I wonder how many of you have been able to acquaint themselves and get to know them. And we just want to thank God for, Mrs. Mama Kiruka. She's the one and her family who have hosted them, and I paid them a visit one time. And let me tell you, it's just a display of love what she has done for this family. And very, very soon, God is going to open up a way so that they can go get their own home. And so I want to call on you. You know, they need some things. You know, as you know, when you're getting into a new house, you know, you need some furniture. You need maybe a bed. You need here. You need, you know. So I'm calling on us. If you have a gently used thing, yes, you will coordinate it. Okay, Sister Purity will coordinate it. I talked to Charity last week since you are not there, and we'll coordinate it. So please, when Sister Purity, makes a call, we want to come around our beloved brother and sister. We want them to know that we are loving people. Amen? And they should not be looking for anything which we have maybe and we are using it and they need it. So God has blessed us. Amen? We are so blessed. We are really, really blessed. And so we want you to know, Mama Esther and Baba Esther, that we are going to be there for you, and that we know that God sent you to us for a specific reason. You're going to unveil those reasons as we go along. You're going to find your place even to serve him in this church. And so, as our sister has said, you know, she's going to coordinate everything. When you are called to give, let us give generously, and the Lord is going to bless us. Can we do that, church? Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. The other thing is, this morning, we just received news that our brother James lost his elder brother on our way to church here. And I had an opportunity to know his elder brother, and he's making plans to go to Kenya. And we didn't know even how to do this. But as you all know, that we normally come around to, you know, to be a blessing to one of us when they are going through bereavement. He received the news the brother wasn't sick. You know, it's been a, you know, just regular things, you know, normal mgongo hapanapale, you know, miguu hapanapale. But then, you know, he just received a call 1 hour when we were coming to church that he passed on. So this is what I want us to do. I want us, first of all, to pray for our brother. Because when I talked to him, he sounded very distressed. But there's one thing that he told me, Pastor, regardless of what has happened, I'm coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. And you can see he's right there. So Jim, please come here. We want to pray for you. And then I know we may not really have an opportunity because he's planning to fly to Kenya so he can be there for the burial of his brother. But whatever, and Sister Beatrice, yes, please come over here. So whatever God puts in your heart to be a blessing to our brother James, please you can do so, or you can talk to him because we may not really get a time maybe to go to their house for fellowship as we talked, you know, with them. They live all the way in Roy City. And you can either cash up something to him. You can write a check today, maybe if you're not prepared. Or whatever the Lord places in your heart, amen? Let us be a blessing to him because he plans to go and, pay his last respects to his elder brother at the end of this week. Shall we stretch our hands and pray for this family? Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful. It is an honor to be in your house today. Father, there are things that sometimes we don't understand. You know, very early in the morning receiving a call that your loved one is gone to be with you. Father, we know that you loved him more, and that's why you desired for him to come over. And we know this is the way of the earth, that it is commissioned upon each one of us to die and later one day to die. And we all know that things can happen in our lives so unexpectedly. Father, I pray for your peace and your comfort over the family of James and Beatrice and over their children. The Lord, even as they think and reminisce about the life that they have spent with their brother, that it will be an honor to you because you gave him so many years, Lord, even to be in this earth. And Father, I know while we know that no loss is easy for any one of us because we are touched and tied up together by blood. But I pray that, Father, this transition, even as they mourn and bereave, the Lord God, you shall be with them, O Father. And that, Lord, you shall overwhelm them with your presence in the name of Jesus. And later in the week, O God, as James plans to fly to Kenya, even to go and bury his brother, I pray that every dollar that he needs, O God, will be available. Father, that you shall cause his friends and you shall cause us, Lord, even to get around him, Lord, and to be a blessing to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you because of your doing. I thank you, Lord, even for what they do in this church. And I thank you for their service and their commitment to you. And Lord, I thank you, Father, because it pleases you, Father God, that they are honorable and they do honorable service even to your house. And I thank you, Father God, that the peace that surpasses all understanding fill their hearts, O God. You are the Father of all comfort. Comfort them, Lord, with the same, and be glorified in their name, in their lives. For all these things we pray, believing and trusting in Jesus' name, our Lord. And all we pray, amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I received the news this morning. You are prepared to come to church. He died of cardiac arrest.
It to lose one of our loved ones, and you know, put yourself in your shoes. And sometimes we receive these calls and you don't even know what to do when you're many, many miles away. And so please let us come around and, you know, just comfort him, pray for him, you know. And that's why we are here, for one another, that we need one another to comfort and to console each other in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't know whether Joe is here. Joe Anganga. Gideon, did you want to tell us about next Sunday? Because this is next Sunday.